First place goes to Better Life Creative for...
Applause erupted in the theater as it was announced last week that the group Better Life Creative had won the Moorhead Film Challenge for its short film, Seeger. The screening and award presentation served as the finale to a very busy weekend for the five production groups which participated in the fast-paced film challenge. Now in its 12th year, the Moorhead Film Challenge is modeled after the 48-hour film project. Basically, at 5 p.m. Friday evening, amateur production groups are given a genre, a line of dialogue, a prop, a name, and one weekend to produce a short film. Professor Jeffrey Hill is one of the creators of the Moorhead Film Challenge. He says each group is given the same parameters so that judges end up comparing apples to apples, so to speak.
And then what they get judged on is how successfully they used those. How successfully were they hitting the melodrama genre? You know, did they use the line interesting, or did they just kind of throw it in there because they had to throw it in there? So the genre can sometimes be the most important thing because that become subservient to the story.
All five groups hit on the melodrama genre with themes of abuse, addiction, death, jealousy, PTSD, and despair laced throughout each film. Noah Wessel produced the winning entry. He says Better Life Creative recognized the sometimes depressing genre as an opportunity to convey a message of hope.
You know, we get stuck in those dark times or in those loops where we feel like we're never going to get out, like there's not much hope, but just wanted to remind people that you're never too, like, lost or broken to find hope in life, and that sometimes it just takes just a little shift in your situation to change your whole life, really.
He says that when they found out their genre was melodrama, they wanted to tell the story of an alcoholic mother who lost her child and then had to fight to get the youngster back. Unfortunately for Wessel, his group didn't have a single female member, so they placed a call to their friend Bethany Pace. She says she was just hanging out with friends, and before she knew it, she was playing the lead role in Seeger.
Some of my friends that I go to church with contacted me on Friday night, like 6, and they're like, hey, you want to come help storyboard with us? And I said, yeah, sure, I'll go storyboard with you. And they looked at me, and they're like, hey, are you free tomorrow? And I was like, well, yeah. And so they were like, okay, good, because you're the lead now. And I was like, all right, sure. So I was the only girl at the meeting, and so it just kind of worked.
Luckily for her friends, Bethany has experience in speech, improv, and acting. Wessel says all members of his group brought production experience to the table, and that made for a much smoother experience.
We didn't have to cram as much as I expected. Some of that comes with, like, experience of some people from our church that, you know, do production stuff. A lot of us are around the cameras and stuff a lot, so that helped. But it was still wild, didn't get a lot of sleep.
He says the long weekend paid off when he arrived at the Moorhead Cinema to see the films that had been created.
But I was just getting, you know, excited and, like, didn't know what to expect from the other films and, like, super excited to see what the other films were. And the fact that it was at the movie theaters on the big screen was really cool. And then as I saw how many people were there, I was just excited.
You can watch Seeger for yourself by visiting vimeo.com/designjar. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Samantha Morrill.